Hello and welcome to Lime Juice here on Sin. My name is Helena and I'm happy to be with you on another Sunday here at Sin with this show all about mental health, well-being and spirituality, finding and maintaining that zest for life. Today on the show, I'm talking about taking time to replenish and restore. As I say every week on the show, I'm sharing all my own influences that I have throughout the week and bringing it to you. It's all my learnings. I'm not an expert in any way, but I'm here to share my own experiences and hope that you can gain something from that. So yeah, this week has been a full-on week and I wanted to talk about taking time to replenish and restore, recharge. And I also want to talk about letting go of challenging situations. It can be very easy when we're disappointed by someone to hold on to these thoughts and feel upset and sort of let these carry on longer than they deserve to carry on. So I wanted to discuss these two topics because they're current to me this week. And if you want to get in touch with the show at any time to talk about any of the topics that I've discussed or give some recommendations of things that you think I should present, I'd love to hear from you on Instagram at Helena Janice, HelenaJanis. In the last couple of weeks, I've been lucky enough to have a few people reach out to me. So thank you for reaching out. It means so much because I put so much effort into this show and it's so nice to hear when it clicks with someone. I love to hear it. Otherwise, what have I been up to in the last week? I always start with a self-care share. And this week it was going for a 5-kilometer run and there was inspiration behind this. Like, it didn't come out of the blue. I do like to think of myself as a runner and there's a whole mindset behind that. And last year I ran a lot. I'm going to brag here. I ran 300 and something kilometers in a year. It was like a bunch of little runs, like 2-3 kilometer, 5-kilometer runs through lockdown. It was quite easy because that was my main sense of joy through that time, was to just get outside. And this year I haven't been hitting that target or anywhere close. I think I'm at like 90Ks. So I thought, how am I going to get myself back up there? I do have a goal to run 10 kilometers by the end of the year in one go. And it's good to have a circle of people around you who are also quite motivated. And I have a close friend of mine Jess and I both motivate ourselves, like each other, a lot throughout our physical journey of running. Whenever one of us is motivated, we motivate the other. And this weekend, we actually went to a park run yesterday. And if you haven't heard of a park run, highly recommend. It's very beginner friendly. I started as a beginner. It was actually one of my first weeks in Melbourne. I moved last year and Jess took me to this park run. It was so great. It's a free volunteer run, initiative where locals meet up at a park. So if you're local to Melbourne, there's the Albert Park Park Run, Parkville Park Run and Coburg Park Run, but they're actually all around the world. I've seen a map. There's 449 locations across the world. So I'm sure there may be one accessible to you. And it's a free run and basically locals meet up at 8 a.m. on a Saturday and do a 5-kilometer run together. And it's all at your own pace. It's not a race. Some people sort of try to beat their personal best minutes per kilometer, but it's no pressure and it's a very supportive environment. People clap along when you're running. There's volunteers there that have set up cones so you know where you're going. But most of the time, at least the park runs that I've done, which are two, that you can tell which way you're going because it's a huge group of people. The one that I did on Saturday was probably about 150 people and it's very, very motivating to do. Like, the motivation behind doing it by yourself versus doing it with so many other people, I can't even talk about the difference. It's crazy. You can see people that are quite old, very young. There's kids that do it with their parents, different body shapes and sizes. So that's very inspirational as well. People trying their best to get fit and healthy. is so motivating. So highly recommend doing a park run on a Saturday if you can. I do understand Saturday can be an awkward time because usually most of us work throughout the week and want to have that time off on the weekend, but it is a really nice way to start your weekend if you can. And as I said, this run on the weekend didn't come from nowhere. I have been like out of the whole exercise mindset for a while just because I've been so busy with other things. And what really motivated me in this last week was a recommendation that I'm sharing with you, which is a podcast episode by the Imperfects podcast. You might have heard of it. Hugh, the creator of a project called the Resilience Project, he goes around to schools and talks about mental health and well-being. He's created this podcast with his brother and a comedian named Ryan Sheldon. I don't know if you remember him from Rove, if you're old enough to have watched Rove. Anyway, they've created a podcast where they interview a bunch of guests, but this specific one was with a guy named Ned Brockman. And I've been raving about this podcast all week, so if you're a good friend of mine, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's about a 23-year-old electrician, Ned Brockman, and he decided to run approximately 100 kilometers a day for 46 days, which amounted to about 3,953 kilometers in total from Perth, a beach called Cottesloe Beach in Perth, to Sydney's Bondi Beach. How crazy is that? He raised $2.5 million for homelessness. Can you imagine the pain of running 100 kilometers per day? I just can't fathom the mental discipline to be able to do that. And he talks about how in the first 2 to 3 weeks, he couldn't even sleep at night because he had so much like adrenaline and things running through his body and he had pain and he was sleeping 2 hours a night. The discipline behind that mindset is just very inspirational. Of course, that's quite extreme. And he had 2 years of training to get there. We can't just like compare ourselves to that sort of thing. But for me, why that really inspired me was to think like he started his running through lockdown, one of the first lockdowns 2 years ago. And he just kept thinking, how will I take it further from here? And he decided to raise by coincidence, he raised $2.5 million for homelessness as a result of running. And in this podcast, it's so refreshing because the three podcast hosts are very vulnerable and real. They're not faking it, like they're not putting on a facade about where they are at with their mental health journey. They admit to their own challenges, and I find that really refreshing. And also Ned Brockman, he himself in this podcast interview says that he hates running. And this is a guy that ran, 100 kilometers a day for 46 days. That's refreshing to hear because my close friends who run as well, we all can say like it's bloody painful to run, but there's such a pleasure you can find the pleasure in the pain and the growth in the pain. And Ned Brockman's story really has inspired me because he said it's got nothing to do with physicality. It's all a mind game, and running through that pain can bring you so far. And he's quite extreme with his mindset, but of course he had to be in order to achieve such a huge goal. So if you want to get back into the mindset of exercise and you're feeling a bit off, of course this is an extreme example, but a very inspirational example. So recommend listening to the Imperfects podcast interview with Ned Brockman. So I'm starting off talking about taking time to replenish and recharge because this week has been hectic for me. I am someone that has so many interests and I tend to push myself in all these directions and forget to rest. And this week has been a week, I'm sure people can relate, of having a week of many late nights, getting my crap together for work and then coming home, doing a bunch of activities, getting to bed late. That's sort of like just chasing your tail sort of energy all week where you sort of feel like you're holding your breath, waiting for the time to just lie on the couch with your feet up And for me, my release right now is watching Love Island Australia. It's my guilty pleasure. I love reality TV to just switch off. And this week, I just want to talk about how important it is, as a self-reminder to myself, to just fill up your own cup first. There is no point getting yourself into so many activities and running yourself dry, because then you have no more energy to give. And what's the point of attending like social events and things without having the energy to give? Even if me being an extrovert, I still have realized over this weekend how much I need to just rest. So tonight, I promise myself, I'm just going to rest, because it's so important to fill yourself up again. And that's the whole definition of replenish, means to fill up again, to restore to a former condition. And I just want to encourage you, if you've been pushing yourself in all directions, take some time to relax, perhaps put some things on hold and come back. Fill yourself up first so that you can give value in other areas of your life. I want to talk about letting things go, because as humans, sometimes we do things for others and we hope they will do the same in return. And we hope that there's like a certain level of reciprocity. I can't even say that word right now. You know what I mean. And sometimes that doesn't happen. And it can be disheartening. And it's only natural to feel this way. I find it hard when people say, oh, well, you shouldn't expect anything from people. And to an extent, that's true. But I think sometimes it's nice, of course, when we have friendships with people or we're starting to get to know them, we do hope that they give back somewhat to us as well. So want to talk about this, because in our interactions as people, you know, it's the classic example of, you could be in your car. This is like a minor example, and you let someone merge in. Maybe you're in a rush and you're feeling nice though, and you let someone merge in front of you and they don't thank you, and you can feel a bit burnt. And some will say, well, you shouldn't have expected anything anyway. Just be kind for the sake of being kind. And I do agree with that, but it's still frustrating. We know it's still frustrating. Of course. Yes, we know we shouldn't expect things from people. We should be kind regardless, but it's still annoying. And on a deeper level, like moving along from someone not saying thank you when you do a small favor, a stranger, it can feel even more, I guess, horrible when it's someone that you really care about. And maybe, I'll try and think of an example. Maybe you invited them to something that was special to you and they couldn't come, or they said something that you didn't agree with. I don't know. There's so many examples of when you can feel let down. And, it's only natural to feel this way. We can feel disappointed and disheartened. And this whole inspiration came from a meditation I was doing this morning. Every day on the Headspace app, which is a meditation app, there is a new meditation of the day. And today's was called Sustaining Heartache. And I took all the notes down of exactly what Andy, the meditation teacher, said. And I thought it was so useful. Such a great mindset. If you are currently sort of challenged by a situation that you're trying to let go of. But before I read it out, I do want to say some good ways to deal with this is, of course, in more personal situations. I always think choose your battles, and I've definitely been challenged by this myself. Of course, you can't change strangers, but when you're closer with people, then you can choose your battles. It doesn't have to be a battle, but you can try and grow together by letting that person know how you feel. Of course, you're not going to go let people know on a tram when they don't say thank you for giving this seat. Oh, that was rude of you, whatever. I mean more in personal relationships. It's worthwhile. If the relationship's very worthwhile to you, it's worthwhile letting them know how you feel if you do feel let down. But of course, some things just let go, and other things that hurt a bit deeper, let them know, talk it out with a person. And of course, if you mean something to them and vice versa, you will find some sort of clarity. But of course, not bringing any sort of negative emotion to the way that you communicate your feelings to this person. That has helped me so much in the past, by remaining calm, perhaps going on a walk or giving it some time before I let them know how I feel. And of course, talking it out with your social support group, whoever's in your close circle, family members or whoever, before and after having this this discussion with the person that you wanted to talk to, because they can give you some perspective about how to go about this. Cry it out if need be. I have my fair shares of cries. I think it's important to cry sometimes to just let that release out. There's many ways to release, and one way is crying. You can use exercise and physical exertion. And then also putting your focus and energy into something else is a good way of moving past things and letting go. But as I've said, I wanted to come back to this meditation and what was said this morning in the meditation that I listened to. So Andy says, whilst others may help to provide the conditions for troubling feelings to arise, the rest of the damage we do to ourselves, mulling it over, fanning the flames and keeping the heartache alive. As we travel through life, pain, difficulty, challenge, suffering is almost inevitable. We can't avoid these things. But what we can choose to do is to not carry them with us, not take them with us wherever we go. Sometimes something very difficult might happen and we might still be carrying it with us for even 5, 10, 20 years later, still walking around and thinking about that thing, playing it over and over in our mind until we have created a story that is so strong that it becomes part of our identity, part of who we think we are. It's not the situation itself wasn't difficult. It's not that the situation itself wasn't difficult enough already. We have simply prolonged it by carrying it in the mind. So as much as possible, meeting these difficulties with a sense of gentleness, clarity, and then putting them down, continuing with our life, rather than carrying that weight around. Wow. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Everything that I like to bring to Lime Juice is things that have really inspired me. And I find that such a calm, gentle way of perceiving challenging situations and letting that go. We don't want to become bitter people. We owe it to ourselves to face the situation, let those feelings through, try and talk to the person that we feel let down by and move past it so that we can live with a sense of freedom and not holding on to anything. And sometimes we don't even get the acknowledgement that we hope for. Perhaps we think someone might be coming from, but they might say you're overreacting or you're sensitive, which can be such a cop-out because it's not acknowledging how you're actually feeling as a human. How can they label the way you feel? Like it's such a way of not actually confronting how they've made you feel. So I can understand the frustration behind that because I've had these situations myself and it can really hurt. But in these situations where we have put ourselves out there and have let someone know that they've made us feel uncomfortable and they're not willing to do anything about it, and not willing to sort of fix the situation, then we have to do this ourselves. Like sometimes all we want is just an apology and someone to say, yes, I'll do better. And perhaps we're not going to get that, but at least we tried. And from there forward, we can do the work ourselves to just let it go and learn to forgive them even when they haven't apologized. And I definitely understand how challenging that is. Been through it myself. And I think it's very inspirational when people can have learnt that ability to be able to do that. And as we grow older, I think it becomes easier to sort of just accept that some people are the way they are and we can let them know how we feel. And perhaps that doesn't do much to them. Maybe it plants a seed that we can't see in their brains, and maybe they'll be better with their relationships moving forward. And perhaps they weren't good with the one with us, but that's okay. We did our bit and we have to focus on our own self when letting go moving forward in order to feel lighter and not give the situation any more attention than it deserves, because it doesn't deserve any more than trying to reconcile and move forward. I also wanted to add that when we do feel let down by people, it's funny that we can never expect it. Like it always catches us off guard. That's why I was like talking about that part earlier about when people say have no expectations, like don't expect anything from anyone and learn for the future. But, you know, sometimes when people let us down or say things that rub us up the wrong way, we never expect it to happen. Of course not. Otherwise, we'd be walking around being defensive all the time, and that wouldn't be healthy either. I think it's healthy to talk it out and remain calm and just hope that people will be good, but don't hope too much. Don't put too much expectation on them to be something. And I think that's why we do have better friends for different things. And even our close friends can let us down. It's just part of being human. We are not perfect. No one is perfect. And through communication, I think we can solve most things. Okay, another week done of Lime Juice. Again, I'll say it 10 times. So happy that you're here with me. I do have the podcast up on Spotify. Super excited about this. I've been sharing it all week through meeting new people at random things. You can just search Lime Juice on Spotify, and I found out that I'm actually the first podcast that pops up for Lime Juice. So I'm stoked about that. If you have a look on Spotify, otherwise I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And I'd love to say thank you to Sin for helping me make this happen. I'll see you next Sunday at 4 p.m. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Take it easy. Take it slow. Keep showing up in the areas where you're trying to make progress. And potentially listen to that Imperfects podcast that I recommended at the beginning, with the interview with Ned Brockman. Very inspirational for those that are trying to get back into exercise and move through the pain of exercise. Again, hope you have a great week, and I'm so happy to have been able to present the show to you today. Ciao.